it's here and now. The nation's largest mortgage lenders warned this week that they expect a big drop in profit in the third quarter. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and JP Morgan Chase were among the companies projecting a decline. They're also laying off thousands of employees in their mortgage businesses because of a rise in interest rates, which is affecting the demand for mortgages. The new average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, which is up from 3.6% in April. With me now is Tom LaMalfa. He is a mortgage analyst and researcher and the president of TSL Consulting. He joins us from Cleveland. Welcome.
Thank you.
So that's a pretty big jump.
It has been, and it has had a fairly pronounced effect already on the mortgage industry, on the housing numbers that we see on a monthly basis, and also a little bit on the economy.
Well, what kind of an effect is it having?
Well, there's a strong correlation between interest rates and demand, and given how interest rate sensitive mortgage rates are, how elastic they are, the higher interest rates have slowed demand. In particular, they've had a large impact on refinance activity, which had for the past year and a half accounted for about 75% of aggregate origination activity.
Now, is this happening all across the country, or is it happening in specific regions? Because we know that there are many markets in the Northeast, even in California, that are pretty hot right now.
They are pretty hot, but that's on a relative basis compared to where they were 2 or 3 years ago. I would say that this slowing, this very sluggishness that we're seeing is really evident across the country. I don't find much of a regional variation. I could certainly not say that the Northeast is outperforming in terms of activity the West or the South.
Are prices going to come down as a result of this? If, as you say, demand will drop because interest rates are going up, will home prices start coming down again?
I believe they will. They have marched up rather heavily over the past 15 or 17 months, and I think we're going to see initially some steady stability in those home prices and then a little bit of a pullback commensurate with the decrease that we see in demand.
So is the end result for the consumer, the home buyer out there who's looking to buy, kind of neutral because maybe they pay more in borrowing costs, but the price of the house comes down?
Yes, I think that that's a very fair estimate as to what we're going to see over the course of the next year or two. The higher rates, interest rates are still relatively low on any kind of historical basis. And so while the payment will increase a bit as a result of the increase in the interest rate, the payment will decrease because of the reduction in home prices.
What does this mean for Wall Street, for the banks, if they're looking at big drops in mortgage origination coming up in the next quarter of this year? Is this going to be a significant problem for them?
Oh, absolutely. It already is. It's already becoming a problem. And you see that most clearly reflected in the number of layoffs that have hit the industry. I mean, we've had announcements over the last 30 days of decreases of as many as 10,000 employees. The norm is more like 2,000 to 3,000, but almost everyone is affected, large firms, small firms, proportionate to how much of a rollback they see in demand.
How about builders?
Builders are going to be adversely affected by this, but to a little bit lesser extent because the inventories that builders have are not out of proportion to sales. They're pretty much at where they would be expected to be, what would be an average amount. And so the builders are, it looks to me like the builders still have clear skies for the next 6 months or so.
What do you expect, Tom LaMalfa, interest rates to do over the next 6 months to a year? Are we going to go up to 6%?
I certainly don't think so. I'm rather constructive and bullish on interest rates. I think that interest rates have already peaked and that we're going to see a bit of a reduction. I think the market has overreacted to what the Fed intends to do in terms of QE3 and the reduction in their monthly purchase activity. So I'm expecting interest rates to rise no more than 4% and then steady, level off a little bit, and then decline as evidence continues to grow that the economy is still well below 3% on a real GDP basis.
Now, I know you're not in the business of giving advice, but I'm sure that people ask you this all the time. If somebody is trying to sell their home, should they wait or should they do it?
Well, it depends what their horizon is in terms of and what the need is. If it's a job relocation, sell your home now and there's no reason to wait. On the other hand, if you have a lot of time and you're talking about, you know, retiring in 2 or 3 years, I think that you can probably just wait.
Tom LaMalfa, mortgage analyst and researcher, president of TSL Consulting, speaking with us from Cleveland. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.